Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 311, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 311. I judge all things as I would have them be. Judgment was made to be a weapon used against the truth. It separates what it is being used against and sets it off as if it were a thing apart. And then it makes of it what you would have it be. It judges what it cannot understand, because it cannot see totality, and therefore judges falsely. Let us not use it today, but make a gift of it to him who has a different use for it. He will relieve us of the agony of all the judgments we have made against ourselves, and re-establish peace of mind by giving us God's judgment of his Son. Father, we wait with open mind today to hear your judgment of the Son you love. We do not know him, and we cannot judge. And so, we let your love decide what he, whom you created as your Son, must be. Amen. I judge all things as I would have them be. The first line jumps out at me. It says, judgment was made to be a weapon against the truth. And I contemplate that line. I first have to get grounded in the truth. And getting grounded in the truth for me is remembering that I am the awareness of what comes into awareness. And as this awareness of awareness, what comes up in awareness just is. And in this, I ground myself. This line, judgment was made to be a weapon against truth. So judgment was made as a weapon against the truth of who I am. Judgment is a belief. Judgment is the belief that what isn't perfect. That it could be improved on, made better. And if what is just what is, perfect in its unfolding, then the belief that it's not perfect in its unfolding, that somehow it's not right, this is an attack on perfection. Saying it's not perfect. So there is a belief that the perfect is not perfect. And then also in that belief is that I am the one saying it, that it is not perfect. The belief that there is an I that thinks it is not perfect. And that too is just another false belief. The truth is that I am the observer of what is, not a character in it. It's just absurd that the truth of me would judge. There is no reason to, nor nothing to use to compare against, to judge. And so this belief that the little self judges is just another false belief, a weapon against my truth. This idea that I judge pulls me out of my awareness of who I am and places me back into the dream as a participant in it. Judgment is an attack, a weapon used against the truth, a weapon used against oneness. When I drop back into my truth, remembering simply I am the awareness of what unfolds, the place in which everything is, when I drop back or return there, I'm liberated because there is no belief that something is not right. Because it is clear that everything is perfect. The truth can only be the truth if it doesn't change. And when I am the little self, these judgments I believe in change with the wind. One moment I judge one way, and the next I judge another way. All a distraction from the truth, which never changes. The idea of judgment is simply a false belief. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to not use judgment as a weapon. Help me to return back to the grounding of my truth, slipping into the holy instant throughout the day whenever I feel tempted by judgment. Give me consistent sight, consistent willingness, and consistent strength. Thank you for your loving presence. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our mind as we find a comfortable seat that won't be distracting. We practice getting grounded in our truth in whatever way we are guided to. If the attention strays, simply remember your willingness and true desire to be grounded in peace, in the presence of your truth. And simply acknowledge your awareness of the thought and whatever else has come into awareness, noticing you are noticing. And ask, who is noticing it? Thank you for joining with me in being willing to return to the awareness of our truth and laying down the belief in judgment. Namaste.